తత్తయా వాయున్నాయ దేవం అచేష్ట విశ్వం తదత్తయా వాయునాయేదం అచస్త విశ్వం క్షుప్తా ప్రబుద్ధా ఇవ నాథ భవత్ ప్రపన్నా క్షుప్తా ప్రబుద్ధా ఇవ నాథ భవత్ ప్రపన్నా తస్యా పవర్గ్య శరణం తవ పాదమూలం తస్యా పవర్గ శరణం తవ పాదమూలం విస్మర్యాతే కృతవేద కత్కృతమార్తబంధో విస్మర్యతే కృతవీధ కృతం అర్థబంధో తదత్తయా గివెన్ బై యు వాయునయా బై నాలెడ్జ్ ఇదం దిస్ అచస్త కుట్సి విశ్వం whole universe shukta prabuddha a man rising from sleep eva like natha oh my lord bhavat prapanna lord brahma who is surrendered unto you tasya his apavargya a person desiring liberation charanam the shelter tava your padamulam lotus feet visnyaryate can be forgotten kritavida by a learned person కథం హౌ అర్థబంధో ఓ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ ద డిస్ట్రెస్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ ప్రొఫర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేషియస్ భగవద్ గీతా ఓ మై మాస్టర్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మా ఇస్ ఫుల్లీ సరెండర్ టు యూ ఇన్ బిగినింగ్ యూ గేవ్ హిమ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ దస్ హీ కుడ్ సీ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ అవేకన్ ఫ్రమ్ స్లీప్ and visualize his immediate duties. You are the only shelter of all persons who desire liberation, and you are the friend of all who are distressed. How therefore can a learned person who has perfect knowledge ever forget you? Prabhupada, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be forgotten, even for a moment, by his surrendered devotees. The devotee understands that the Lord's cause of mercy is beyond his estimation. He cannot know how much he is benefited by the grace of the Lord. The more a devotee engages himself in the devotional service to the Lord, the more encouragement is supplied by the energy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that to those who are constantly engaged in devotional service with love and affection, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives intelligence from within, and thus they make further progress. Being so encouraged, the devotee can never forget at any moment the Personality of Godhead. He always feels obliged to him for having achieved increased power in devotional service by his grace. Saintly persons like Sanaka, Sanatana and Lord Brahma were able to see the entire universe by the mercy of the Lord. Through knowledge of the Lord, the example is given that a person may apparently obtain from sleep all day, but as long as he is not spiritually enlightened, he is actually sleeping. He may sleep at night and perform his duties in the daytime, But as long as he does not come to the platform of working in spiritual enlightenment, he is considered to be always sleeping. A devotee, therefore, never forgets the benefit derived from the Lord. The Lord is addressed here as Arthabandho, which means a friend of the distressed. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, after many, many births of executing severe austerities in search of knowledge, one comes to the point of real knowledge and becomes wise when one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosopher who does not surrender unto the Supreme Person is understood to be lacking in real knowledge. The devotee in perfect knowledge cannot forget his obligation to the Lord at any moment. Very nice purport. This is the realization of a devotee, an advanced devotee. They always see Krishna in everything. Even they make spiritual advancement, they are thinking this is the mercy of Krishna. Even though it's their own endeavor that they're making spiritual advancement, but they're thinking this is the mercy of Krishna. And we know from the example of Srila Prabhupada, he is the perfect example of the living acharya. We all witnessed Prabhupada, how he always saw Krishna in everything, and that he gave all his service and his results to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, you know, he started this Hare Krishna movement, and it's such a wonderful Hare Krishna movement all over the world. Sometimes we describe it as oasis of the spiritual world. Wherever you go, there is the Hare Krishna center. Prithivite ache jata nagara ate garam sarvatra prachar haive mornam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there will be one day all over the world, every corner, nook and corner, there will be Hare Krishna temple, or the ISKCON temple, which is today, you can see it. There's no place in the world where you can go, there is no Hare Krishna temple. And this is due to one person, and that's Srila Prabhupada. We can always remember that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have this temple today. And then we have any service that we could do for Prabhupada is due to his mercy. So we need to always see in this way that whatever we do, whatever achievement we may have in our life in Krishna consciousness and spiritual advancement is actually the mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of our Guru. By the mercy of Guru, we are able to do anything. This should be the attitude of every devotee. Attitude Vaishnava is that he never takes any credit for himself. He is always thinking, you know, it's the mercy of my Guru, it's the mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? Even some people who are not, you know, coming to temple or maybe not in connection with Krishna consciousness, they always see in this way also. Indian people, they say, oh, it's Bhagavan ka mercy. It's because of God. It's because of Bhagavan. I'm nothing. They talk like this. So actually, as devotees, we need to always refer to Krishna. That's what Krishna consciousness means. To develop and cultivate our consciousness to be Krishna conscious in every way. And if you are actually thinking in this way and cultivating yourself this way, you will have no trouble in life. You will always feel very satisfied. Satisfaction is two things. Spiritual satisfaction and material satisfaction. Material happiness, material satisfaction is short-term and full of flaws and misery. You are happy because you have money. You are happy because you have material asset, you have material, something material. But devotees, we are happy because we have Krishna. We don't care what condition of life we are in, as long as we have Krishna. Because we see Krishna as our master, as the source of everything. Krishna is the source of all, a reservoir of all pleasure. He is Bhagavan, the source of everything, from whom everything comes.
ಓಂ ಪುಣಮಧ ಪುಣಮಿದಂ ಪುಣತ್ ಪುಣತ್ ಪುಣಂ ಇದ ಉದಚ್ಛತೆ. That he is complete and perfect in every way. If he surrendered to Krishna, if he served Krishna, if he prayed to Krishna like Dhruva Maharaj is doing here, you will get everything you need in life. Have faith. So Srila Prabhupada is the one who, living example that we saw how he, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada is never in Maya. Prabhupada said, I was always Krishna conscious. By birth, I'm pure devotee. He is not bragging himself, but he is. You know yourself how Krishna conscious you are. You can boldly say, I am a devotee of Krishna, I love Krishna, I am Krishna's devotee. We are proud of that. Just like people in Australia, they say, I am proud to be Aussie. But we are proud to be Indian. Devotees don't talk like that. We are proud to be devotees of Krishna. Any material situation you are in, you are put in, that is only a short term. You're not going to be here forever. Material world that we are put in is the place we are here for. We're passing by. We're not going to be here always. But what is always in us is Krishna. Bandhu, mentioned here, bandhu. Bandhu artho, artho bandhu. Bandhu means friend. One name is, there are five rasas. You can have relation with Krishna in five rasas. Five, one of them is sakya ras, to be a friend. Friend with Krishna. Can you imagine? Be friend of Krishna. I mean, I had so many friends. Most of them passed away. Where are they? A friend should be always with you. And you call up them, they should be coming to you instantly. And Krishna is sitting in your heart. He is the best friend. Bandhuratmanam atmanasascha. Your mind is always with you. If you think of Krishna, your mind becomes your friend. So, the art of Krishna consciousness is to make friend with Krishna, is to make friend with Krishna's devotee, who can remind you of your friend, Krishna. Association means what? Is to go sadhu sangha. You want to be with someone who is going to make you Krishna conscious. The spiritual vibration comes to you, rubs onto you by being with someone who is going to deliver to you Krishna. This is why we won't associate with people who are going to make us Krishna conscious. So, bandhu, Krishna is the friend of all living entities. He is sitting in everyone's heart as a super soul, paramatma. Soul of all soul. His super soul. Fountainhead of all incarnation is Krishna. Krishna here playing the flute. He didn't work. He's playing the flute. So, you can trust Krishna. You can be with Krishna because Krishna can give you happiness. The gopis and the gopas and the cowherd man of Vrindavan, the gopis of Vrindavan, they didn't know anything about much about the universe, and they just knew Krishna. Krishna as their friend. The gopis saw Krishna as their friend, object of their love. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and they saw Krishna as their beloved son. Everyone saw Krishna in a different way. They saw Krishna in the center of everything. When Krishna was taking lunch, he was sitting down and Krishna may be looking at one of the boys. That boy is thinking, Krishna is looking at me. Now Krishna has the power to look at everybody at the same time. And the other boy is thinking, he's looking at me. But everyone is totally satisfied because Krishna can satisfy everyone. Simultaneously. We can only satisfy one person. But if we satisfy Krishna, everything is automatically satisfied. So our goal is to please Krishna. We don't go to the Hindu Mandir, Shiva, Ganesh, Durga. We just come to Hare Krishna temple. Because Krishna is the source of all the demigod. He says, if you water the root of a tree, the whole tree is nourished automatically. the plants, the leaves, the fruit, and the branches, everything. So worshiping Krishna, he is the source of everything. He's the fountainhead of all incarnation. So if you worship Krishna, you don't need to do anything separately. That's enough. Krishna Bhakta. Serve Krishna with all your heart. Sing and dance. It's so easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came 500 years ago. He didn't say go to the Himalaya and do meditation. He's just chanting and Hare Krishna and dancing. This is the ultimate prayer. Dhruva Maharaj here, he has now seen Krishna. When he saw Krishna, he forgot all the things that he actually wanted, that he thought was going to make him happy. We see some things, we see that we put our mind to, that thing not going to make us ultimately satisfied. That's not going to satisfy us. So when Dhruva Maharaj met Krishna, he totally forgot all his desires, poof, out the window. He's just satisfied with Krishna. So when you chant Hare Krishna, when you dance in front of Krishna, when you chant, we dress the deity, when you cook for Krishna, you do anything for Krishna, he's so satisfied. That's what we want. We want to please Krishna. That is the desire of every devotee. That was the desire of the gopis. That was the desire of Srila Prabhupada, or your Guru Maharaj. We prayed to Krishna for that. We are praying to Krishna, please engage in your service. We are given so much opportunity to serve Krishna. And we're praying to Krishna to engage us in his service. So when the service opportunity comes, we should take that up instantly. Thank you, Krishna. Always see Krishna behind everything. There are so many stories how great devotees who saw Krishna, even Krishna walked from Vrindavan to some place. Sakshi Gopal, he walked just to, there's a story, how he walked from Vrindavan to witness. Sakshi means to witness a devotee what he wanted. So if you pray to Krishna, Krishna is always there for us. So the purpose of Krishna's coming here is that he is not that he's coming here to perform his leela. He is coming here to associate with his devotee. That's the underlying principle of his appearance. That he comes to associate with you. We are praying to him to go to his spiritual world. He's coming down here to be with his devotee. That's how merciful. And he becomes the son of his devotee. So tomorrow is Lord Nrisimhadeva's appearance day. So I've been talking about for months. Lord Nrisimhadeva, and in the early days in Mayapur and some place else where we used to do Nrisimhadeva drama. Because we had to fast all day, and when the sun rising and setting, so when the sun is setting, it is twilight, that time Lord Nrisimhadeva appears. We had to fast till that time actually. So we're not thinking, we're fasting, we're hungry, we're just thinking, Nrisimhadeva is going to appear, Nrisimhadeva is going to appear. Half man, half lion. Naka! He's going to rip apart Hiranyakashipu with his bare nail. I said, oh yeah, we love it. Blood everywhere, kill the demon. He's like, Lord Krishna is like an ultimate Kshatriya. Kills, you know. When actually Lord Krishna appeared in front of Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisimhadeva was touching the sky, and Hiranyakashipu only saw just two things. Hiranyakashipu saw Lord Nrisimhadeva's kneecaps in front of his face. They were huge thing. What is that? And he looked up, and Nrisimhadeva was touching the sky. And he was very small, actually, compared to Nrisimhadeva. But he was not scared, because Hiranyakashipu is Krishna's devotee. Krishna only fights with his devotee. But he is playing like a pastime. So, we don't want to be a demon for Krishna, but if you have a choice, you want to have a sport with Krishna, and you can be a demon for a while. So that's, you know, how the story goes. So, the thing is, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, that's the whole idea. Prahlad Maharaj, he has so much faith in Krishna. He's showing an example how to be a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, he was a small boy, but because he loved Krishna so much, he didn't have all this mystic power. He could be standing in a boiling oil and not be burned. He didn't have this power. He knew that he was being protected by Lord Nrisingadev, Lord Krishna. That's all. We don't ask for power. We don't ask for mystic power and Siddhis. And there are mystic Siddhis that you can reach from here to India and bring a mango from Gujarat. Or you can reach somewhere else. It would be nice, then you can offer to Krishna. We don't have that kind of power. Or you can sit in the middle of fire and not be burned. And if somebody throw you off the mountains, you don't get hurt. And Prahlad Maharaj had those powers because he was chanting Hare Krishna. He has complete shelter of Krishna. So we are praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. And there's a miracle every day. You know that we want miracle. Krishna consciousness is the ultimate miracle. Even chanting and dancing in front of the deity 4:30 in the morning, loudly, where people are sleeping, so hard to get up. That's a miracle, I reckon. It's so hard to get up. If you can get up in the morning, come to the mandir at 4:30 in the morning, from your deep sleep, talking about sleep here, that's a miracle, man. If you disturb somebody, knock on their door while they're sleeping, they'll kill you. They're so upset. Don't you disturb me. They even put a note in the front of the door. Do not disturb. It's not that they're doing any business, but they're sleeping. The deep sleeping. We are Om Agnati Manandasya, born in ignorance. We are asleep always. I remember Srila Prabhupada was giving the Bhagavatam class in Mayapur. At that time I was just this, like the same age of these kids here. We love Srila Prabhupada because Srila Prabhupada always hand out mithai, sweets, to the children, offer to the deity. And he used to give very short Bhagavatam class, like 40 minutes. And at the time, I didn't speak any English, spoke, you know, just I was learning English. So then when Prabhupada would give the class, that Srila Prabhupada wanted that the children sit right in front of him. And everybody else behind us. Everybody wanted to try to get near Prabhupada, but he wanted us close to him. So we're really happy about that, because we want to be close to Prabhupada. And then he would say, Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then we'd be going to sleep at that time. It's like sleeping time, you know, 7:30 in the morning. And then everybody would say, Jai Srila Prabhupada, time to get up. You heard him say, you know, that's the time the class is over. And then Prabhupada didn't like wake us up. And then there was a sannyasi, they had a danda, they're poking us. Get up. And then Prabhupada said, leave them alone. They are future leaders. Let them do what they do. The mother's going to talk about the child protection, so I'm just saying, starting you off. These are our future leaders. They're going to be Krishna conscious. You have to protect them. You have to make. And Srila Prabhupada had this idea. Srila Prabhupada actually foresee everything. And since then, at that day, we were sleeping, nobody bothered us. Because Prabhupada, if anything else woke us, they'd be in trouble. But Prabhupada himself wanted us to do what we want. But the idea is that Prabhupada was the most merciful, most understanding, and most loving. Loving father. Everybody loved Prabhupada. Men, women, children, everyone in Hare Krishna movement loved Prabhupada as a loving father, as a loving friend. There's no enemies. Prabhupada was our loving friend, loving father. This is why everybody loved Prabhupada so much. I was telling Govinda yesterday that once there was a devotee in London temple. Apparently, he stole halwa. In Melbourne, we don't steal because there's so much every day. We want pizza instead, right? So, he stole halwa from the deity's place was not being offered. That's offense. Never do that. Okay. So, so the devotees were so upset. The temple president said, "Throw him out of the temple instantly." So he was thrown out. He went off somewhere. So apparently Prabhupada was there at the time and he heard this and he said, he was very angry. He said, "So hard to make a devotee." He told everybody, "No prasadam till you go and find him and bring him back." A whole temple went out looking for him. So they found him, they brought him back, and Prabhupada said, "Cook halwa and offer to him. No need to offer to Krishna. Just give him what he wants." Prabhupada's order. Big pile of halwa. And then, so I'm just saying this story, how Prabhupada was so loving. He wanted us, Krishna, more than anything. What's halwa? Once you are Krishna conscious, after a while, you don't want those things anymore. Beginning, we give you. Take. Even if you want something. And Prabhupada one time, they made prasadam for him. I think it was also halwa. Actually, the halwa I don't think is Indian thing. They make it in India, I don't like it. It's Prabhupada's recipe. He made this halwa, that's why everybody loves it so much. They make in Bengal, they make halwa, it's runny down there, it just goes on the, it goes between your finger. That's not halwa. They make it with milk, and it goes down like khichdi. And then, in South India, they're making another thing. And somewhere else, Gujarat, they're making with atta. It's just sticking in your stomach. You got to come to Melbourne in Australia, because we follow the recipe of Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada, they made halwa for him very late at night. Sometime like 9 o'clock at night is the time when he would sleep. Here it says, the great sages, they wake up at night, they're up at night, because they're busy serving Krishna. They don't have time to sleep. So, Prabhupada said, "Well, give it to me." And they said, "Prabhupada, but it's not offered to Krishna." Prabhupada said to him, "You don't have to eat it. You can go and get prasadam." So, if Prabhupada wants something, even Krishna will give. Because Prabhupada is so surrendered. Don't think that pure devotees are not thinking of Krishna. They are never in Maya, like I said in the beginning of class. Pure devotees, they are always Krishna conscious. They are born Krishna conscious. Even before it's cooked, they are thinking of Krishna. How it's going to look like. They are preparing their mind. This is going to look like so beautiful. And I'm going to offer to Krishna. So Krishna is already tasting it in his mind. Offering or not, we may be mumbling something. How do we know he accepted it? Oh yeah, I have Brahman thread. I'm offering it. We have to have love in our heart. It's not in the thread. In India, go to Rikshawala, they have big fat thread. Prabhupada used to say they use the thread to scratch their back. Okay, go to the Lohi Bazaar and get it, 5 rupees, one packet of. Maybe more expensive now. A big Brahman thread. Prabhupada was giving a Bhagavatam class and he asked one of the devotees, "Take off your thread." Because, this is a universal thing. Always the microphones are always falling off and stuff. Even here. So then Prabhupada, the guy was fanning Prabhupada, one of his disciples, and he said, "Take off your thread." I mean, once you put on thread, you don't take it off. But the guru asked you to take it off. And he took off the brown thread and gave it to Prabhupada. He tied the microphone with it. And then after the class, he took it off and gave it back to him. So, the idea is to see Krishna. The ultimate rules and regulations is to bring us closer to Krishna. You follow so many rules, but you forget Krishna. What's the point of following so many rules? Isn't it? You're chanting the mantra, and the pusharam is late. Oh, I'm chanting the Gayatri. Amen? So, you have to see what pleases Krishna, what pleases Guru. You go out of your way, sacrifice to Krishna. That is love. I remember one devotee in Mayapur, he used to serve prasad to the sannyasis and the devotees. And sometimes there's like here, the lavish prasad on a feast day. And they asked me to serve, I said, oh, no way, not on feast days, please. Other days, yes. Because I want to sit down and eating it. You know, all this, you know, nice prasad. I don't want to serve. You know, and I'm sure these people I'm serving, they don't appreciate. They just want to give me more. I said, I don't want to serve these people, they're not devotees. I was like very angry. You know, I want to be, they serve me. At least on feast days. So I was like really upset, because they always force us to serve the sannyasis and the older devotees. And then I saw this sannyasi, very elderly, very nice devotee. He used to be very humble, very quiet, always serving. And sometimes there's nothing left in the bucket. Here we have so many buckets. In India, we're in a bucket, we have the tabus, you know, they got on a rolling wheel, and they pull it. And then at the end, he used to just scraps whatever left, and he did that. I was just a small boy, but I was very attracted to his austerity, his renunciation. I felt this is very good. So from that time, he said, I will serve. Even at that age, I had that realization. When you serve, you feel really good about it. So I don't want to eat. I will serve. What makes him so happy? Serving. And we are just having a big pile of prasadam. So then, when they made me serve, which I didn't want to serve, so I said, this is my plate. Okay? So I have a big pile of everything, this huge like over the hill. And I'm serving the devotees. I can't wait to sit down and eat it. And it has so much. You know, when you serve prasadam, when you're cooking, the smell goes somehow into you. And that time you can't eat it. You somehow you're just all satisfied. So we have a big, huge plate. I sat down to eat like, you know, yummy, you know. Halfway I'm full. Just only halfway. I can't eat it. They have a rule in the Gurukul. If you don't finish your prasadam, they make you pack it and then bring it, whatever, they put it away. The next meal you have to eat that first. And no fresh prasadam till you finish the old ones first. So I said, I'll finish it, but give me some time. So my teacher was sitting in front of me. I was taking, chewing it slowly, 3 hours. and the guy who was finished his 16 rounds in front of me. Taking time. And sometimes what they do, they take it very quickly while they're looking the other way, under the plate. And they roll up the plate, because in India we use banana leaf. So they don't see it. But there's no cheating, it was looking at me all the time. I couldn't put it under the plate. And when you're hungry, when you're not hungry, even the most tasty doesn't taste, you don't feel like eating. You know what I mean? So what taste, what desire? These things are just very relative. Enjoyment is very relative. When you're totally satisfied materially, don't even talk about spiritually. And you're satisfied. You don't want to look at it. You know, it's so full. And you look, like when you're very full, you look at halwa and puri, all the nice things. You don't have a desire to eat that. The smell makes you, I'm full. You know what I mean? So, spiritually, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are fully satisfied. When you look at material happiness, you feel disgust. That's what the sages, they say. They think of material sense pleasure. They want to spit. That's it. That's so much love they have for Krishna. Not it. Just like we were talking about yesterday. I'm talking from what I heard from my realization. But when Srila Prabhupada was talking, he had the taste. He was relishing it. He was enjoying it. We are just talking about it. We don't have that total realization like Prabhupada. We are just trying to reach there. That's what disciple means. Please, Guru Maharaj, please Krishna, sir, let me serve you. Please bless me. Then they shower their mercy unto us. Dhruva Maharaj is the same. He wanted something material, but when he saw Krishna, he was completely satisfied. He was like, he couldn't even speak. And then Lord Narayan had to tap on his head with a conch. Doing, doing. And wake up. And he blessed him. Then he can speak and glorify. These are the prayers of Dhruva Maharaj. Don't think, I'm going to go in front of the deity today and I'm going to sing. There's my drum there, you know. Get it all ready, you know. And then I get a leg problem. I can't dance. Or a throat problem. We're not the doer or anything. We're not the master. Krishna is the master. You prepare everything and get it all ready and you prepare the writing. I'm going to give a talk. And when you sit down, he completely talks something else. You don't have control over yourself. Krishna is the controller of everything. You make a big plan and at the end, puff, plan goes out the window. Something else happens. So always we have to see Krishna in everything. See the indication of Krishna in your heart. Don't jump to conclusion. Pray to Krishna that we can be loving Krishna. We can increase our love for Krishna. Love for all the living entities. Love for Guru Maharaj. Love for the Vaishnavas. Not just for your family only. You know, I used to see one when I was in Sydney years ago in the 80s. There's one man used to come to the temple. And he used to, when nobody around in the temple, and he used to pray to the deity. Maybe he used to come from after his work. Look at the deity, tears from his eyes, rolling down, crying, like full on. But I said, why? I wish I could be. I didn't have the guts to ask him, what are you praying? So in those days, the devotee is very rough. They say, oh, he's praying for good family and money and all the things, material things. Maybe he was praying for Krishna. Because we never heard from him after this, he passed away. So we need to pray to Krishna. Tears in our eyes, rolling down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to chant Hare Krishna, tears came from his eyes like torrents of rain. You know, when they're raining, there's so much sound. They even use the sound of the rain for yoga music. Well, it was not like that. It was much more rain, pouring down like pillars. That tomorrow is going to be, you know, like over the Puja time. There's a lot of rain. So much rain, it was actually collecting in a bucket. Somebody from the back was collecting in the bucket. Wow, can you imagine? So we cry for Krishna. One drop and then nothing. I remember once Japataka Maharaj was giving classes. We need to cry for Krishna. We need to cry for Krishna for not crying for Krishna. That's what he said. So I pray to Krishna, please don't allow me to cry for Maya, cry for you. We're crying for material things. Give me a residence in Australia. Give me a house in, you know, Tank Street area. Or in this, you know, a good location. So, you know, right in the city. And you know, so many desires. This is a prayer. And I'll give you 2 rupees. Give me a house by the sea. Yeah. This, we need to pray to Krishna the thing that's going to really please Krishna. Have faith. Have faith. We don't have faith. We're just mumbling, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As soon as the time's like 9 o'clock, your mind's up there. We're not here. How do we know you're actually Krishna conscious? I mean, one guy has a beat bag this size. And then he's going around for years. And I bumped into his beat bag, there's nothing in it. And then I went to Sankirtan with him. He said he had bread in it instead of beets. He's keeping bread. There was no japa mala, just big bag. And he was going around in the temple every day. And in years and years too. I never saw him again. I go on Sankirtan, he had lot of bread because they should make bread for breakfast. And all this bread. He from the Europe, he loves bread, not chapati or rice. So he's taking even eat all the, he's a very tall guy. And he fill up his stomach. Everyone finished eating, he's still eating up there. And he had a mountain of bread. Sometimes there's not enough bread for others. He said, go to that guy there, he's got it all. And then he would take it with him in his wheat bag. And there was no jam, so he'd take pickle, put it on. It's nice, it's, but don't be fake devotee. Pray to Krishna, Krishna will appear. Like Narayana appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj because his intense desire. Hey Krishna, where are you? He's rolling on the ground, tears in his eyes, like torrents of rain, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's intense enthusiasm. Love is demonstrated how we can have that kind of enthusiasm. Not just talk about it, just show it. And I go to the kitchen and go, oh, God, I don't want to cook today. Cook for those people that come from the street and all those devotees, you know, they don't do much. And every time they show up for prasadam, I don't want to cook today. I just cook something simple, let's throw it all in. I'm thinking, I haven't done it, okay? So then, once I go in, put the apron on, the cap on, I'm already in the mood. So I'm going to cook nice prasadam for the devotees. Because those are like mystic power. Everything happening in Krishna consciousness in the Hare Krishna temple, they're all full of mystic power. You go there, boom, it just comes onto you. But you're playing game with your mind in the beginning. Before you come, it's oh, the Hare Krishna, I've been Hare Krishna so many years. I don't want to break from these guys. No. Once I'm here, I love it. I can't wait to just get in the temple. You're all like Dhruva Maharaj. You know? Everyone here, you're all wonderful devotees. But you need to be here with amongst each other, then you can talk like this. But when you're associating with non-devotee, then you have a different mentality. Your mind is not here. So be able to sadhu sangha, associate with devotees. If you want that kind of Krishna consciousness like Dhruva Maharaj, you have to be here with the devotees. Then you can get that. Ekaki amai nahi pai bala harinam sankirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, on my own, I'm unable to chant Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, I'm going to chant, you know. Yeah, close the door, I'm going to chant 64 rounds today. You know? And the first round of mine is somewhere else. I find myself sleeping. Oh, 64 rounds, come on, what's going on? I find myself after 5 minutes just on the same beat. Oh, wake up, what am I doing? Prabhupada said, there's so many monkeys, we don't need one more. They said, I want to go to Radha Kund and chant 64 rounds. You see them running back in a few days. Oh, I want that prasadam, I'm missing that in the temple. No, they can't take it. What Srila Prabhupada gave us is perfect. We don't need to do anything, something other than that. It's perfect in every way. In program, chant Hare Krishna, prasadam. If you go to Gauriya Math, you know, they're very strict. Very strict. And I get the messages in the Facebook from Gauriya Math. Tomorrow is Nishinga Day, they have non-grain, they fast, they're very strict. Gaudiya Math is very strict. If you want to join Gaudiya Math, there's a few in New Govardhan on the area. They're all coming back to ISKCON because we have more fun here. Yeah. I'm sure. What Prabhupada has given us, if you leave Prabhupada, you are just a shoot-off from Prabhupada. The real thing is here. The real ecstasy is where Prabhupada is. You go over there, it's just a branch. You want to be where the main center is, Mayapur, Vrindavan. So many devotees, ocean of nectar. You come to the Melbourne temple, you see the Guru Puja, you see the Kirtan, Gona chanting, ocean of nectar. It's just a drop, but it's coming from the ocean. But it feels so good to be in it. And you're out, you don't feel that. And there goes the Hare Krishnas. Are you licking the honey outside the jar? Oh, there. You want to be in it. There's a saying in English, right? To be in it, you have to be in it to get it, or something like that. So Krishna consciousness in the Hare Krishna movement today, what Prabhupada has given us, is the same process that the Dhruva Maharaj is following, Prahlad Maharaj is following. Same process. We pray to Krishna. Krishna appear to us. But we pray to Krishna for service. Praying and praying is no use. When it comes, we have to accept it. Krishna comes in many ways. There's a story, so many stories how, you know, when Krishna, the devotees saw Krishna, Srila Prabhupada actually speaking with Krishna. That when Srila Prabhupada used to sleep in the upstairs in his room, they call it the afternoon nap. In the afternoon nap, they have in the Lotus Building in Mayapur, there's two rooms on the roof. So one of the rooms on the left-hand side, where Prabhupada used to rest. So my duty was to water the Tosi plants on the roof. It happened to be the same time when Prabhupada was sleeping, resting. And I heard Prabhupada, you know, hey, is Krishna. So I was like, go to the window and see, maybe Krishna is dancing there, Prabhupada there, and the gopi, is all Vrindavan. It was kind of dark, I didn't see anything. But I was just imagining. Actually, Prabhupada is. We have mundane vision. We think the way we wanted it to think. But actually, Prabhupada is with Krishna, always. It's not that Prabhupada has to chant 16 rounds. He is beyond that. He's always chanting. Always talking about Krishna. Serving Krishna, he means chanting Hare Krishna also. Your hearing about Krishna now from me is also chanting. Charitra. Chaitanya Charita Amrita. Charitra. A character. Description of something. Glorification. So chanting Hare Krishna is same. We're hearing about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, doing service to Krishna, it's all connected. Like a gulab jamun, eat wherever you bite it, it's all the same. Even if it's long or a shape, different type, same thing. They make in Mayapur, gulab jamun, they're like, they're chum chum, they call it chum chum. Yeah, I don't know if you're from there. It's like a long. You can have one or two, they're huge. I make it very small ones. And the cook there says, make big ones, and they just only eat one. If you make small, then they have to, it's not economical, because it's costing us. It's small, they eat much. All the issues. Our idea is to give. If you give, Krishna will give back. We're not just giving, it's we offer to Krishna. They're eating prasadam. They're honoring prasadam. So the point is, we can experience that Krishna consciousness. Don't think, Vlad Maharaj is Satya Yuga. Now we live in Kali Yuga, we have to be, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. We come first. You know, Bhagavan, when I'm 50, I'll go to the temple and pray, you know. No. If you think that way, you're in big trouble. Because when we go down the road, bang, you had an accident. We don't know what's going to happen to us. Life is uncertain. At any minute, we are finished. pray to Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj. At the age of 5, Komara Acharat Pragyo, Dharman Bhagavata Niha. Serve Krishna from the early age. That's the best time. And the parents have to teach that. If I am smoking, then I tell son, don't smoke. That's not going to work out at all. Exemplary. Devotee is exemplary. Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas and all the Goswamis, they are so exemplary. Krishna himself is a very exemplary. Krishna has to get up in the morning in Dwarka and meditate. He's Bhagavan. What he needs to meditate on what? But he gets up to show that he's meditating on himself. He's showing us, telling us that we have to get up and meditate on Krishna. So the process of Krishna consciousness is to awaken us. We are sleeping. Om Aganati Vrandasya. Guru means one who is heavy with knowledge. Come. Cut your throat. We didn't cut your throat, we cut your ignorant. We are deep down in our heart, we are full of ignorance. So hard to clean. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. That the dirt in our heart is so hard to clean away. You can need the best bar and soap in a shop and you can't clean it. Suchani Hare Krishna. So Guru is one who speaks the truth, knowledge. You might find it very, very not palatable. Oh, here it goes. Like you want to cut vegetable, yeah, the knife has to be sharp. Like one of the Maharajis came to me in the kitchen. The South Indian lady, they come cut fruits in the 3 o'clock, the 4 o'clock offering. She came to me, Prabhuji, this is all the knives not sharp. So I had to look one that's sharp. I said it's good because it doesn't cut your hand. She was complaining. So Guru is like a sharp knife to cut your ignorance in your heart. You can take out your dirt with knowledge. Atmagan. So the knowledge Krishna speaks is that knowledge. Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. So when we accept this knowledge from a Guru, he teaches us. The Guru is not going to go, Hare Krishna, my beautiful disciple, and pat on you. He might chastise you. You nonsense disciple. And you accepted it. Mercy. And Srila Prabhupada was angry. It was like Nishinidev. Whole world was shaking. His eyes red. He can burn it at one time. So you don't want to make Prabhupada angry. And when Prabhupada gave you a smile, it's like the whole universe smiling. I asked one guy and one time, he said, what have you done for Prabhupada? He said, once Prabhupada was coming out of a door, and he opened the door for Prabhupada. And he looked at, Prabhupada looked at him and gave him a big smile. He said, that smile is everything to me. The whole life he just thinks of that smile. And that's the source of inspiration. He just opened the door for Prabhupada. That's all. Whole life. Prabhupada can inspire someone just by doing a little bit of service that they did for Prabhupada. We have to be just like that. Touchstone. It has touched the heart, the core part of your heart, where desire is sitting. Put Krishna there. The heart, the loving smile of Prabhupada, a loving smile of your Guru and Krishna. You didn't see Krishna sitting there, he's so beautiful, smiling, playing flute. Take that smile, put it in your heart. That will be your inspiration throughout the day. When you feel distress, it says here, stress. Krishna is the what is that? Bandhu. He is the man, he takes away your distress, friend of the distressed. Isn't it? We are distressed. Krishna is, poof. This is Radharani here, she has her hand like this. He's blessing us. So look at Radharani, we look at Krishna, all your distress, all your unhappiness, all your miseries, is out of the all gone, and you feel satisfied. Krishna takes away our misery. That's bandhu. Sometimes they say, oh, he's Hari. He don't go to Krishna because go to Shiva is better, because Shiva can give you material things. And Hari, Krishna, he takes away. He doesn't take away. Krishna is giving us. Krishna is giving us the demigod also. Krishna's mercy, we have the Guru. Krishna's mercy, we have the Vaishnavas. He's the source of everything. We're thinking, oh, I'm IT person. I can punch on the key. Who gave you the finger to punch on it? Who gave you the brain to even think? I remember one friend of mine who was living in Hong Kong, and I used to live in their home, and his son and I are good friends. And we all went on a boat trip. Like sometimes they have a boat trip here. All the devotees, they went on a boat trip. And so the worst thing for me is a boat, because this thing is rocking and I feel vomiting. So, but they say you have to go. So I went on a boat trip. I can't wait till the boat stops, then you can jump in the water. So this guy had a ring, very expensive ring, a diamond ring. He worked for that. So then, that was his wedding ring, maybe 40 years ago. So he's really attached to it, and really, really, you all know what the feeling is. So he lost it in the sea. And he was like so miserable. And he went by like weeks. He was so unhappy. He didn't talk to anyone. He couldn't eat. He wasn't eating. He was so attached to it, like he was attached to Krishna. So his son told me, "Can you preach to my dad? Because he's so unhappy and he lost his ring." And I didn't know what to tell him. And so I had to think what I'm going to tell him to inspire him. So I was thinking what to tell him. So I thought of this. So I said to him, "Prabhu, you're so unhappy, you lost your ring. But you're still lucky. You lost the ring, but you still have the finger. You didn't lose your finger. You lost your ring. If you lost your finger, then it's going to be a big trouble. Then you're going to be, chanting japa like this. You can do whatever you want to do. So you lost your ring, okay. But you still have your finger." So he was convinced. And his son and I, we became really good friends. I made his father happy. I said, "Give me money." I said, "No." We worked together in the same company. So the thing is, we have to know what Krishna is giving us, the highest thing. We are after something. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he said, "I wanted the whole planet bigger than my grandfather, Brahma." Then when he was doing the meditation in the forest, and he found Krishna, Narayan appeared to him. And after he saw Narayan, he said, "I don't want those things, I just want to be with you. I want to serve you, you're so beautiful. I want to love you and serve you. Wherever you are, I want to be with you." So he considered all those things like broken pieces of glass. It will be explained somewhere. Or this is in the story. So we have so many desires in our heart. Get rid of it now. Offer it to Krishna. Because you can't take those desires with you. If you have desire even to eat one gulab jamun, Prabhupada said, you have to come back. "Oh yeah, I'll come back to Melbourne temple." There may be no Melbourne temple here after some time, 10,000 years. And maybe it's still here, but you're not going to have all the things you want. I came back here after 30 years. I was thinking, my friend, this devotee, that devotee. Then none of them are here. They're all our Indian people. They're all gone. So much change. I mean, everything's nice. It's a different way. So pray to Krishna. That's going to serve Krishna, increase our love for Krishna. When Krishna is with you, you don't care what's happened to you, where you're going to be end up. You're with Krishna, bandhu. He takes your distress away. Have faith. He takes your miseries away. And you go to work all day, you feel so many things hurt you, your boss tell you, you know, this and that, they fire you, or so many things. I don't know, that happens, I work here. And you never know. This world is dukkhalaya sastam, full of misery. World is full of misery. Now they're working on, the scientists, they're working on how to melt the plastic. Because it's going in the sea, and it's polluting the sea. And they say, you have the sea salt. You're having all this plastic in it. They have to get it from Himalaya. And then the Indians are spitting in it. Who knows? But then, anyway. So, the world's not a perfect place. Eat prasadam, offer to Krishna. That's perfect. Krishna has the power to take away the karma and purify the object. Purify everything. Krishna is Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. He's perfect in every way. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, you are all the same. You chant Hare Krishna. And one day, you know, Krishna, somebody challenged Prabhupada, have you seen Krishna? Prabhupada told him, I have seen Krishna. Haven't you seen Krishna? When you drink water, Rasaham Apsakonteya. Prabhupada used to say, when I drink water, I'm tasting Krishna. Krishna is the taste of water. Krishna is in this water. I give you heaps of money, you're not going to be happy. You just need a glass of water. Because Krishna is in it. The taste of water. You know, a sweet glass of water, so nice. So, Krishna is giving us all the things we need in our life. We need to just have to serve Krishna. It's 9 o'clock. Any questions? I need questions. I'm not gonna. Otherwise, we'll continue till 9:30. Yes, Maharaji.
Yeah, sure. Pure devotees see Krishna everywhere. I was sitting in Prabhupada's rooms.
Is that here in Mayapur?
In Mayapur. And one devotee asked, one disciple asked you a Prabhupada. Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, does the pure devotees see Krishna everywhere? And Srila Prabhupada held out the palm of his right hand. And he said, in a drop of water, the pure devotee sees Krishna. He sees Radharani, he sees all the associates, and he sees all the cows and all the pastimes in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, I read in the second canto, Srila Prabhupada explains that again. And he says that for the pure devotee, the pastimes in Vrindavan, in the world of Vrindavan, are televised into the heart of the pure devotee. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada used that word, televised.
Wow. Televised.
Televised.
Well, sometimes they say that the other Hare Krishna temples are like the windows to the spiritual world. Because it's not, so whenever people have TV today, they think, oh, and we have TV, and very advanced. But they already had these things before. You know, they had TV that you can see Indra or Loka and everything. Just, you think, you don't need the remote control. You can just think and it will come. They're much more advanced than today what we are. Srila Prabhupada, the devotees asked Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, we need to go now, we have to go some program. And Prabhupada was putting tilak. He was putting tilak on. So the devotees went down, he says, when you go down, I'll meet you there. So when the devotees went there, Prabhupada was already there. They're like, wow. The Prabhupada had all the, you know, he was with Krishna, so he could do all these things. Mystic power. Everybody wants mystic power. Every devotee has it. When you chant Hare Krishna every day, you know, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. Krishna is there. Kali Kali Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna is there in his name. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, you are associating with Krishna directly. Before, because you're not chanting, Your mind is somewhere, your mouth's moving, but you're mumbling. Your mind's not on the mantra. So you're not relishing it, you're not seeing Krishna. So you have to see Krishna very deeply in your heart, through love. Bhaktamama vijanati. Through love you can attract Krishna. If you don't have love, you're just mumbling, Hare Krishna, get the rang done. Just hanging right here. And there's 1,000 bead bags hanging in the ashram. This is one of them. Because I lost my bead bag and I took that one. Yeah, so you have to call Krishna from your heart. Just today I went to a Japanese store in the city and they have beads. They have bead bag, not like this. They said it's for mantra chanting. And really beautiful beads, but it's made out of cloth, quite soft. I thought that would be very ideal, because it's when it's cold, you can touch on it. And then they have a bead bag, it's like you put coins in it, that kind of bead bag, you put it in. So I just need to get one, because then you can put your bead bag in it, rather than hanging it. So they have the idea, but they don't have the mantra, that's for sure. So always call on Krishna from the heart. These are all only the props. They are the tools. The real thing has to come from your heart, the mantra. Yeah. Any questions? Another or comments? Yeah, I also knew from Mayapur, Krishna Rupa Maharaji and Kamadhuk Maharaji. Remember her, Kamadhuk from UK, and Vrindavan Biharini Mataji, and Swastika, they like her. Like, she used to scratch our neck and stuff too much. Oh, yeah. The olden days of Mayapur was really nice. You could see the field and everything. Very beautiful. I used to carry a stick every day with a knife at the end of the stick. Just to kill the snakes. There's so many snakes in my foot. With a spear. They said, I wish to use them for two things, snake and Muslims. People who are not against us. Sometimes you use. And so, Mayapur was kind of dangerous in the early days. So nowadays, it's very safe.
And Prabhupada's mother, Suchimani Mataji, she was, when she was younger, she used to do so much cooking. And Srila Prabhupada said that she was one of the best cooks in ISKCON. And she would cook for the deities, and then she would also cook for thousands of people. She would, she's just a little lady, my size, but so strong. And she would cook in karais that would fit like 15 people if you were bring them in. She'd be there over these hot fires, cooking with a big, it's like an oar, how she stood in the picture. She did many decades of very wonderful service in that
culture. This is one style, Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to give my mother all the remnants that from Prabhupada. He wanted to make sure that the cooks get a little bit of it, the remnants. And then she was quite thoughtful to give me a little bit. And he goes on and on. I didn't give anybody else. That's me. That's it. She said, once you get it, eat it immediately. Otherwise, they'll fight for it. Others, when they find it. So I just eat it. Something, a little bit. So got remnants from Prabhupada. Yeah. That's why I'm still here. Prabhupada's mercy, all of us. There's a little bit of that mercy that keeps us going. The lifetime inspiration, like the guy, he opened the door, Prabhupada, he smiled at him. So, okay, no questions? Thank you. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada, please.